Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I want to talk to you about the name of the Lord. I want to talk to you about authority. How many of you believe that God created the heavens and the earth? Do you believe that? I don't know about new earth, young earth. I don't know about all that. I don't know how long or what it took. But I believe that God did it. I believe there is an almighty God. I believe that he is everywhere. I believe that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I believe that he's in charge. He is the authority. I believe that he can take warm water and freeze it. He can freeze water and he can take frozen water and make it warm. I believe he can take the sun and turn it dark or make a dark night sunny. I believe he can take things that are up and make them down and take things that are down and make them up. I think he can take mountains and turn them into valleys and take valleys and turn them into mountains. I think God can do anything. I think if God says you're in. If the world says you're out, you're still in because God said you're in. I think he's the ultimate authority. If God says you are righteous because I call you righteous, it doesn't matter what anybody else says about you. It doesn't matter what your past is. I think God can say you're righteous. He can declare you right. Do you believe that? How many of you believe in a good God? You believe that? You believe he can call you blessed no matter what's happened in your life? He can turn it around in an instant. God can turn your life around. Can he? I don't care what the doctors say. The doctors can say cancer and God can say clean and the two C's don't match. But you believe you're clean? You're clean. Somebody help me now. God can take blind eyes and let them see. He can make deaf ears hear. He can raise the dead. He is the highest authority. And I want you to understand, I don't know that it's a major confusion to people who are not well-versed. But people who read their Bible, people who are Christians, people who have studied the Bible, evolve into a confusion about the concept of the word, N-A-M-E, the word name. The word name is not just a proper noun. Michael is my name. But the word name in Scripture denotes authority. Someone who has been given authority to represent another. So when we say, in the name of the Lord, we are saying by the authority of God, not just the proper name, the proper noun, Jesus. And you need to get that. Because his authority, God's authority, is universal. And people think that when they repeat the proper noun, when they repeat J-E-S-U-S, that because they repeated that name, they have spoken in the authority of that name. And there's just an understanding that God's authority, God's name, when you invoke his name, you are saying, I am speaking as an ambassador for God. I'm speaking as if it was him speaking. And there was a confusion in the Old Testament when Israel came out of Egypt. They were trying to figure out who their leaders were, and some people got real disgusted with Moses. I can relate to Moses. I can disgust people. I can make people mad. I just can't. They got all mad at Moses and they said, who do you think you are? And he said, I did not do this on my own. God told me to do this. As a matter of fact, when God sent him back to Egypt to tell the Israelites to come out and that Pharaoh should let them go, he said, well, who am I going to tell him sent me? Does anybody remember that story? He's standing at the bush on fire, and he said, well, I can't do this on my own? What am I supposed to say? Who sent me? He said, you tell them I am sent you. Well, what am I? And then he said, what do you got in your hand? He had his walking stick. He had his staff, his rod. God said, throw it down. And he used Moses' rod, Moses' staff, as a symbol of authority. How many of you remember that? He did it in Egypt. He smote the Nile River, turned to blood. That staff represented God. It was the authority. Everybody say authority. How many of you understand that Moses didn't do it as a man? He wasn't a magician. By God, he spoke, and by God, he acted. And God fulfilled his word through Moses. And when he said, take your staff and hold it over the Red Sea. Can you see Moses with the Red Sea standing there, just one little man beside this roaring sea? And God said, hold that staff, smite that water, smites the water, and the sea divided. I'd like to have that staff. Huh? I fish with guys. I got a fishing buddy that doesn't do as well. And I was fishing with him in the boat one day, and he said, you have the anointed rod. I said, well, then here, you take the rod. I have fished and couldn't catch any and stood like Moses with my hand, with my rod in my hand. Listen, I've done this. I take dominion. Because God said in the first chapter of Genesis, he gave me dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air. I take dominion. And they didn't hear and they didn't bite. Authority. Everybody say authority. Everybody say the name. So Moses is establishing authority, and the people grumble, they complain against Moses, and they're all upset because of the leadership. And some of you have been around churches that do the same thing, and complain about the leadership. And God said, all right, here's what I want you to do. Get one of the leaders from all 12 tribes. Get 12 of them together. Bring their staff. Bring it to me. And then put it into the holiest of holies in my presence. And I'm going to show you who I choose to be in authority. I'm going to put them in charge. And I want you to take every one of those staffs, and you tell those men to carve their name on that staff. So they all did. Aaron carved his name, and all of these other tribes carved their name. They put it in there, and God said, I'm going to show you who has the authority. I'm going to put it on the staff, the rod, and the name of the person that I choose. And when Moses went back in the morning, all the other sticks were dry walking sticks, except for Aaron's. Aaron's stick, this old dry staff, this walking staff, had budded and blossomed and bloomed and had almonds on it. Well, everybody knew that's God's choice. The thing is, it was connected to God's authority and Aaron's name. Who has the authority? And so God was establishing this pattern of showing by his power who he chose to use. And then throughout the Bible, you have amazing miracles that come through a person. But it was never the person. Somebody help me. It wasn't the person. Don't go buy the books from the person as if the person has the miracles. It's God. Without me, you can do nothing, he said. Somebody help me. Because we need to recognize where our authority comes from. And when we say, I come to you in the name of the Lord, what we're saying is, I have heard from God. I have authority from God. By the word of God, I tell you this. When I stand in this pulpit, don't believe what I say. Believe what the Bible says. You can question my attitude. You can question my approach to the thing. You can even question the things that I say. But if it's from the word of the Lord, if it's from the Bible, you have to say, that's the word of the Lord. How do you judge that? You judge it because God has given you the authority. He has placed his spirit in you. There is no one over you. There's no person over you. You're the closest to God that anybody can get. I'm not the boss here. You have been given authority by the Holy Spirit to say in your spirit, that's right. Man, I like that. That's truth. Somebody help me. And you know the Spirit of God communicates with you. And therefore you have authority when you speak, because the Spirit of the Lord has confirmed in your spirit. Cindy, is this right? Cindy, just wave your hand a minute, because some of the people don't know who you are. But when, every now and then, Cindy will stand up to testify, and she'll start quoting verses of Scripture. And when she quotes a verse of Scripture, it's not just her. It's the Bible. It's the authority. So when David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord, and he was fighting with Goliath, he didn't say the name Jesus. His name wasn't Jesus yet. He hadn't been born yet. He's saying, I come to you because God has given me authority to do this. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Everybody say name.
Name.
Everybody say authority. So you need to understand, when you read the Bible, there are often times when the word name means authority. Get it? You've been given authority. I want to declare to you, there's something on me for a month, and I'm doing this on Wednesday nights, and you probably should come a Wednesday night from this Tuesday, because this Tuesday is Thanksgiving, and we're going to testify. But next Wednesday, a week from this Tuesday, I'm going to be talking about the idea that you have been given the Spirit of God, and that gives you authority. You have the right to read or to see and to say, that's correct, that's not correct. You've been given that authority. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I'm promoting your personal relationship with God and saying to you, you have been given the Spirit. You have been given His name. You have been given His name. And the authority that has been placed in you gives you the right, the authority to stand up. And every now and then, it will be supernatural. It will be against what you see. It will be against what your carnal mind would think. It will be, pray for that person standing here with you right now. Touch them and heal them right now. This is not church. It's in the backyard, or it's in the business place, or it's at the store. It doesn't matter. You've been given authority at that moment. The word of the Lord, the authority, the name of the Lord has given you the authority to respond at that moment. How many of you have ever felt led by the Spirit to do something away from church that felt supernatural or spiritual, and you knew that was the Lord telling you, give that person something, love that person, say something to them, make a phone call, pray for somebody right now. How many of you got, well, you got those experiences? Let me see your hands. So you know what I'm talking about. And when you do it, listen, there's a difference between the moment that you feel that sense from the Spirit than when you feel compassion. I've often done things out of compassion, concern for somebody. It's good. But there's another level of authority when you sense His Spirit and you say, I'm doing this in the name of the Lord. When the Pharaoh had two dreams, he couldn't figure out what it meant. When he saw seven good, fat, full stalks of corn get shriveled up and eaten by seven skinny ones. And he saw a dream, and he saw seven big fat cows, nice, healthy cows, consumed by seven skinny, nasty cows. He couldn't figure out what that meant. They remembered there was a prisoner named Joseph who knew a God who can interpret dreams. And Pharaoh said to him, these dreams, what's it mean? And well, Joseph said, the Spirit of the Lord in me says, by the authority of God, by the name of the Lord, those are 7 good years that are going to happen in Egypt, followed by 7 years of famine. Pharaoh said, what? He said, yeah, you're going to have to appoint somebody to get somebody together and put some stuff in some barns. And if you do it right, in those 7 good years, you'll have enough to sustain Egypt through the 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh went, my God, that's exactly what that means. It clicked in Pharaoh's heart that that's what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to him. Do you understand that? He didn't just take this crazy prisoner's word for it. Something happened, and he said, you know what, that's right. That's going to happen. And I don't know anybody smarter than you, so we're going to make you in charge. So Joseph went from a prisoner, and you need to get this now, and Pharaoh took off his signet ring and gave Joseph his ring. Well, now what does that mean? You know what that means. He was able to sign orders and seal it with the king's ring, which means Joseph went in the name of the Pharaoh. He acted under the authority of the Pharaoh. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Do you get it? We're talking about authority. And Pharaoh gave Joseph authority to set this whole plan up, this economic plan that saved Egypt. And he gave him his ring. How many of you think that's a neat story? How many of you think that that's a neat indication of authority that he gave him his ring? It's cool. Do you know that Jesus knew that story? And do you know that Jesus said when that prodigal got home, his dad said, give him a ring. That's you. That's me. That's us. Give him a ring. Put sandals on his feet. Give him a robe. But give him his authority back. Hallelujah. I thought, I was told, I was taught that if I violate God's plan, I somehow lose my connection. I lose my sonship. No, you don't. The moment you turn around, the moment you think right, you've been given authority over your past. Ron, Romans 8:1 makes me crazy today because that's exactly what the prodigal got. No condemnation. Hallelujah. I am telling you today, no matter where you've been, no matter how far from God you feel like you have been, the Spirit of God is in you. You might have violated it. I have. I've walked away from him. I've had spiritual thoughts and decided I'm not doing that. I've had him tell me to give, and I said, I ain't giving. I've had him tell me, love that person. I can't love that person. I've had the Lord wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me to pray, and I think, get the devil out of my bedroom. What in the world's waking me up in the middle of the night? Help me, somebody. I've had the Lord tell me, you be nice to your wife, and I said, I'm mad. I ain't being nice. I might as well talk about it. I've had the Spirit of the Lord go this way, and I said, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to do that. And then I've looked back at times and wondered, why was I stuck there? Why was I over there? And realized that was the hand of the Lord trying to lead me in his path of righteousness. You know, I'm talking real spiritual this morning, and I know it. But what I'm talking to you is that you can deny, you can actually rebel against authority. You can do it. You can do it. Because the scripture says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you have been given authority. And that's exactly what was given back to the prodigal. Give him a ring. That's what was given to Moses. Take that staff and go in my name. That's what David said when he approached Goliath. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. I'm coming by this authority. And what I'm saying to you today, I started this last week, I'll do a little bit more next week, is when you read a verse of Scripture, I pray to God that you would be now hungry to read the verses, hungry to study the Gospel of John, the book of Romans, that you would look at the book of Galatians. I'm just giving you some places to go read, that you just read and take your time and read that fifth chapter of Romans and go, man, this is good stuff. What I'm saying to you is the Word of God becomes your authority. It's your authority. The enemy comes against you. Your thoughts work against you. The news that's in the world, but you have an authority to stand against those storms. The Word of the Lord is your authority. His name is in you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I want to read some verses before I finish. Ephesians chapter 1, 18 to 22. If you're taking notes, Ephesians 1, we're going to read from Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Ephesians 1, 18 to 22. Ephesians chapter 1, please. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, beginning with verse 18. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Look up here. I pray, God, open your eyes to the glorious inheritance that he has given to you. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That's powerful. And seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Watch this. He is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church. What? He's in authority. He is in charge of everything for the church. Hallelujah. So it doesn't, I'll read some more. Which is his body. He's the head, we're the body. Everything's under his feet. He's the head of the church. The fullness of him, who? The church, his body is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. We have lived below the plan of God because we did not understand his authority. He has given you authority. Pharaoh has passed the ring to Joseph. The father gave the ring to the son. You are filled with the Spirit of Almighty God. I don't know why churches tried to tell people they weren't filled and they should seek to be filled when God Almighty said, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Peter said, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And we turned that into some salvation scheme. Well, now I said it. There you go. When the truth of the matter is, people that have never stepped inside of a church are led by, touched by, filled with, moved upon by the Spirit of Almighty God. And what's amazing is he leads us all the same way. He leads us and draws us to himself. And when you hear something that's right, the Spirit in you bears witness and says, now that's right. Because not one of us got here on our own. He woke up every one of us from death. You were dead in your sins and trespasses. And anybody that starts to feel righteous, you know what happens? You come out from under his authority because you don't have an authority to think that you're righteous on your own. Woo! That's good preaching, Pastor. I'm laying a foundation for change in your thought. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even the death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name, gave him the authority. He gave him the authority, gave Jesus authority above every authority, that at the authority of Jesus, every knee should bow. I read that all my life, that thought, J-E-S, I should bow in front of that name as if the, you know, a neon Jesus sign, Jesus. No, it's at his authority everybody would bow. At the authority of Jesus Christ. We talked about God Almighty. We talked about the eternal God. He is the authority. I'm going to tell you right now that Jesus is him. When you look at the throne, you see one on the throne, and that's Jesus. And he has been given this authority. He's been given authority, exalted him to the highest place, gave him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven or earth, under the earth. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Stand with me, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, and we'll finish with the reading of the word. Colossians 2, if you'll stand, please. Colossians chapter 2. My God in heaven. When I baptized, Steve, when I baptized you, I didn't baptize you because I'm the pastor of the church. I baptized you in the name of the Lord. When you get this, it's going to make you crazy. Because when he says get baptized in the name, what he's saying is in the authority, by the authority of Jesus, you are being buried with him. You're being circumcised. Your past is being cut off. You're being washed. By whose authority? By the authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is so fun to me. Colossians 2, verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. You have been given fullness. I'll finish with a message I'll probably preach 6 weeks from now. I'll give you a little heads up. Think with me for just a moment before you leave. Fullness. All of my life, religion created in me a vacuum. I never felt like I was complete. I never was satisfied. I was told I needed to do more, pray harder, give more, be more faithful, think differently when I'm away from everybody. And I always was striving for completeness. I tell you, in the face of that lie, that as of right this moment today, you are complete in Christ. You have been given fullness. You're complete. You are complete. Not by what you do, by what he did. And if you get this, you will live your life from a place of fullness, not emptiness. You'll live a life from wealth, not poverty. You'll live a life where your cup is running over, not where you need somebody to pour in. It'll change the way you walk. It'll change the way you talk. It'll change the way you approach your next job. It'll say, I'm full. I'm complete. I'm satisfied. I'll deal with this more later. But in my prayer for you, it is that God would somehow baptize you at least momentarily with a sense of fullness so that you would know the difference between what religion has done to you and what Christ has done for you. In what your past was to you and what Christ, what God Almighty meant for you to be. Because he is saying to you today, just where you are right now, the moment you believe that, the moment you receive that, you're complete. He can flow through you and overcoming all the obstacles of your mind and your past, he can use you, bless you, flow through you, and his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven because of you. Somebody's waiting for you. Somebody is in need waiting for you to bump into him so that the God of heaven will come out of you. So I say to you today, go in fulfillment. Go in the name of the Lord. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.